Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Does It Hurt? By H.D. Carlton, readers are thrust into an emotionally charged narrative that explores the complexities of trauma, resilience, and the paths to healing. The book captures the journey of its protagonist, navigating the aftermath of a life-altering event that challenges their understanding of self, relationships, and the world around them. Carlton crafts a story that is both touching and harrowing, making it a poignant exploration of the human spirit's capacity to endure and recover. Through vivid character development and a gripping plot, Does It Hurt? Offers an immersive reading experience that prompts reflection on the nature of pain, the importance of support systems, and the intricate process of overcoming personal demons. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the nature of trauma. In Does It Hurt? The exploration of trauma stands at the forefront of the narrative, serving as a crucial theme that guides the plot and character development. The book delves deep into how trauma can reshape an individual's identity, perception, and interaction with others. Through the protagonist's experiences, readers are given a raw and insightful look into the psychological impacts of traumatic events, including the feelings of isolation, confusion, and the struggle to find normalcy in the chaos. Carlton skillfully illustrates the various manifestations of trauma, portraying both its immediate effects and the long-term psychological scars that can linger. The narrative encourages a deeper understanding of trauma's complexity, highlighting that the path to recovery is often non-linear and fraught with challenges. Secondly, the power of resilience, one of the core topics that Does It Hurt? Addresses, is resilience. The strength and perseverance individuals exhibit in the face of adversity. The protagonist's journey is a testament to the human spirit's resilience, showing how one can confront and gradually heal from deep-seated pain. Carlton paints a vivid portrait of resilience not as a straightforward path, but as a series of setbacks and victories. The narrative showcases the small, often painstaking steps toward healing, underscoring the importance of determination, hope, and courage in overcoming trauma. This exploration serves as a source of inspiration, demonstrating that while the road to recovery may be fraught with obstacles, the capacity to endure and overcome remains within everyone. Thirdly, importance of support systems, central to the healing process depicted in Does It Hurt, is the role of support systems. The book emphasizes how relationships, be they family, friends, or professional networks, play an integral part in navigating the aftermath of trauma. Carlton explores the dynamics of these support systems, illustrating both their healing properties and the complications that can arise. Through the interactions between the protagonist and their support network, the narrative reveals the importance of empathy, understanding, and patience. It highlights that while support can come in various forms, the presence of a compassionate and stable network can make a significant difference in the journey toward recovery. This aspect of the book underscores the message that healing is not a solitary journey, but one that benefits from the collective strength of community. Fourthly, the journey toward self-discovery, in Does It Hurt? The protagonist's journey is not only about overcoming trauma, but also about self-discovery and growth. Through the trials and challenges faced, there is a profound exploration of identity, self-worth, and personal evolution. Carlton skillfully weaves this theme into the narrative, presenting it as an integral part of the healing process. The story highlights how adversity can act as a catalyst for introspection and transformation, compelling the protagonist and readers alike to question and redefine their understanding of themselves. This journey of self-discovery is portrayed with empathy and realism, illustrating that true healing involves recognizing one's strengths and limitations, accepting change, and growing beyond past experiences. Lastly, the complexity of healing, Does It Hurt?, delves into the multifaceted nature of healing, presenting it as a complex and often unpredictable process. The book challenges the simplistic notion of recovery as a linear path, instead depicting it as a journey marked by ups and downs, victories and setbacks. Carlton's narrative explores different aspects of healing, from confronting painful memories to the gradual rebuilding of one's life and identity. The story emphasizes that healing is deeply personal, varying significantly from one individual to another. Through the protagonist's experiences, readers are invited to see the beauty in resilience and the strength required to embrace vulnerability. This exploration sheds light on the courage needed to face one's past, the patience required to heal, and the hope necessary to move forward. In conclusion, Does It Hurt? By H.D. Carleton is a powerful narrative that speaks to anyone who has faced adversities or is currently navigating through them. It is especially resonant for those dealing with the aftermath of trauma, offering insight and understanding into the healing process. This book serves as a reminder of the strength of the human spirit and the power of resilience, making it beneficial not only for individuals seeking solace and understanding in their journey to recovery, but also for those who wish to support them. By shedding light on the importance of support systems, the complexity of healing, and the journey toward self-discovery, Does It Hurt? Emphasizes that while the path to recovery can be arduous, hope and healing are within reach. It underlines the message that no one is alone in their struggles, and that the capacity to overcome and grow exists within us all. If you would like to support H.D. Carleton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.